Good morning. Good morning. How are you? How you been on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be ye thankful. Be happy. So I'm going to be in and out the next month. I'm kind of off. I'm kind of not. And when I travel, I don't have my stuff. So it's a little hard to do these things. But I just want to, I've been listening. There's a couple things that have been going on. I've been listening to a thing called Cyber Bless. And if you listen on Spotify, Cyber Bless, if you want to go into the, like really into depth, if you want a 45 minute teaching, if you have the time to really delve into this stuff, Cyber Bless is where I would go. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal because the truth of the word is the truth. And when you start to hear the word, it starts to produce faith. And when you hear the truth of the word, not man's theology, the truth of the word, it'll start to set you free. It does incredible things in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit. You have to learn the word for yourself. And I keep on imploring you to read the word for yourself. Take time. Take 5 minutes a day until you get to 10 minutes, 10 minutes to 20 minutes. Read it for yourself, because when you start to read it and you throw out everything that you've heard, everything that you've learned, the theology of reading this stuff, it starts to produce in you. It'll change your life. Hearing it for 5 minutes a day is not going to do it. You start to put your nose in this stuff. You read it for yourself. You learn it for yourself. It's going to just, it blows your mind. And I was listening to a couple teachings, and I was thinking about just how thankful I am that I made the choice 20 years ago. You got to make a choice. You choose to learn. You choose it. And when you start to, and you start to believe, that peace of God will start to envelop your life. It'll start to surround you. It'll start to, it's a different type of peace. And when you're going through the tribulation, it's not, you're not freaking out. You're not in that anxious state. I can only do so much as far as 7 minutes. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to read or do 45 minute teachings. It's just the amount of time it takes. Like, I have a business. I have stuff I got to get done. I can't do it. But you can take the 10 to 15 minutes a day, and the spirit that works in you will teach you. And when you start to realize that this is the truth, and you wrap your mind around the truth, you don't allow your mind to take control. You are in control of your mind. And then you realize you have the spirit, and that spirit is working in you constantly. You can have that faith. You can walk in the newness of life, the new course of life that's set when you believe. You got to believe in this life. You got to stick your nose in a word and start to live it, because it will change everything. It'll change everything. I'm going to start in Ephesians really quick. I'm going to try to go through. Now I just blabbered on for 3 minutes. But if you go to verse 8 of Ephesians in chapter 5, it says, "For ye were sometimes or once in the darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as sons of light." You don't have, when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't, there is no more condemnation. And if you're condemning yourself, you're not walking, you are light. It's changing your mind to what the word says. You're not walking in darkness, you're walking in light now. For the fruit of the Spirit, or that light, is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. That light that's in you is in goodness, it's in righteousness or uprightness, and it's in truth. Right now, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord or Christ Jesus, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of the darkness, but rather convict them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. The light that's in you reproves the darkness. It reproves the carnal man. You have the ability to renew and renovate your mind to the word. Those who don't believe in God or don't believe in the name of, if you're not born again, you don't have that opportunity. You can't change your mind. You're there in it. You have the spirit that works in you right now. I want to finish up with this. If you jump down to 19, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. When you start to believe and when you start to walk and when you start to have that reverential awe of God and you know the truth of the word, not the theology or man's theology, but the truth of the word, you're going to start to rejoice because it's impossible not to. You start seeing God just interwoven in your life everywhere. And there is a joyousness. We're just live in a state where you're singing and making melody to your heart, in your heart to God. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. The thing is when you believe in God, and this is why you pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the same thing that you thank God and you thank him in the name of Jesus Christ. All these things matter. And when you walk in the truth, you'll see why. Verse 21, submitting yourselves one another in the fear of the Christ. There is a reverential awe when you believe. There is it starts to work in you, a change in your moral position. It's that godly grief. And it's not a religious state. You're not judging other people. You don't judge yourself. It's a freedom state. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. You are free now. It's not later. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke or the weight of bondage or servitude to the law. You are freed in this life to do what you want. You are freed in this life to not condemn yourself for everything. You're a son of God right now, spiritually filled. And it's not kind of filled, it's totally filled. You're a son of God. You have a position right now in the body. You have a position right now next to Christ on the right hand of God. Now, are you living that way in your mind? Renew it if you're not. You put these verses on and you live it. Yeah, there you go. Boom. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything else up in the name of Christ Jesus. And when you pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Christ. It doesn't go anywhere. It's not biblical. You pray to God, Theos. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ, Christos. Have a beautiful day today. Wonderful day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, when the four corners, I want to hear it. I don't have the fear in it.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just every single thing you do for us. Thank you for my family and the time off and everything that needs to get done gets done. I thank you for the ability to grow the business, that you continually just dump that upon us. I thank you for each one of your believers, that you protect them and take care of them and that you show them just a better way. Father, I thank you so much for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.